In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This year, as you will have noticed by now, we are reading from the Gospel that bears the name of Matthew. It has sometimes been called the Ecclesiastical Gospel. The word church appears on Jesus' lips several times, three times in our reading today. And in many ways, the writer is setting out a program for the infant church that was beginning to take shape as he wrote. For him, the church is not an abstract idea, but an actual institution serving real people. Truly, I tell you, Jesus says to his disciples, the founding members of his church, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In chapter 16, we heard the same words, this time addressed to Peter, the rock on whom Jesus was to build his church. What does it mean, I wonder, to bind and to loose? This program which Jesus is here setting before his church. Perhaps it has something to do with being shepherds. Part of the instructions that Jesus gave to Peter, after all, was feed my flock. And the church exists then to care for the flock, to keep the sheep together, and to make sure that they do not wander off. And the church does this, of course, through its teaching ministry. In this 400th anniversary year of the authorized version of the Bible, it is worth remembering that King James VI and I commissioned the translation specifically to bind his people together. The idea was not to put the Bible in everyone's hands so that they could read it and draw their own conclusions. That is a common misunderstanding of what the Bible is for. And it has led to splits in the church, dividing the body of Christ. It has given rise to cults and sects, disasters and abuses that have turned people away from Christianity. The purpose of the Bible is to be the church's book, for people to hear and the church to instruct on the basis of centuries of accumulated study, wisdom, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And what the church has to teach needs to be heard in our fragmented world today. To hear that it is not everyone for himself, but that we need to strengthen what binds us to one another, the glue that holds society together, like bearing one another's burdens, like loving our neighbour as ourselves, and all that these entail in the practical details of everyday life. And the church also binds us in the celebration of the sacraments. People have the opportunity to touch base, as it were, to renew their connection and their commitment to the body of Christ. And the sacraments are effective in and of themselves, independently of us. God is working through his church in ways that do not depend on our state of mind or even the state of our souls at that precise moment. God is still at work. And indeed, the very fact of standing or kneeling together at the altar, men and women, old and young, rich and poor, That is a very powerful statement, that what binds us together is far stronger than what makes us different. And it also sends out an important message to a world where things that make us different are often considered more important, whether it's speaking with the right accent or generally looking down on everyone who's not cool. As well as to bind, the church also acts with authority to loose on earth. We think straight away of the power to loose, to set free from sin, proclaimed in the waters of baptism, in anointing the sick, in the sacrament of reconciliation, when the priest is able to tell the penitent, God has put away your sin, thereby loosing him and her from a great burden. The church is called to loose on earth, which means its message is not just for its own members. The very fact of saying God loves you can set people free from all sorts of hang-ups about not being worthy or respectable or clever enough or belonging to the right crowd. No, in spite of what you might think about yourself, God does love you just as you are. This call to loose on earth is also obeyed in the church's work to set people free from poverty or degradation or the unjust structures of the world. It may be by campaigning or speaking out, sometimes at personal risk. We may think of figures like William Wilberforce or Archbishop Oscar Romero. Or it may be by rolling up our sleeves and getting on the streets and in the refugee camps. Or it may be the quiet, everyday work that most of us are called to, the work of seeing what God is doing and joining in by prayer, by financial support, by the lifestyle we lead and the priorities we keep. Jesus came to bind through the power of love. He came to loose through the power of the resurrection. To his disciples then and to us today, he says, as the Father sent me to bind and to loose, so I send you. Amen.